Hour two of the Donna and Steve Experience on My Talk 107.1. Everything. Let's try that again here. In
they,
3, 2,
don't care.
1. Okay.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
If you only had a front row seat to what I'm seeing right now, people would pay good money at an auction. Certainly some of the creeps out there would. Donna Valentine. I could get high on the smell of hairspray right now, which I'm not. That's not a criticism. I love fragrance of any sort. She also just looked like she was about to do a motion capture scene. You know, when they have like dots on their face. She was dotting her under eye makeup on. Bags be gone, queen.
Oh, man. Thank you.
This is all about 7 minutes after you looked in the mirror and said, oh, I look terrible. And then boom.
You know what?
My
you
lady
take pride
took
in
action.
Your appearance, you know?
Since
you don't want to be a dirtbag when you got clients walking around here.
What, do we have clients out there? So some guy from Clorox who's looking for a new spokeslady?
You don't know. I had a salesperson yesterday say to me, hey, can you like step it up a little tomorrow?
Christy.
We've got a client coming in. And
Christy
I was like,
Holte.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, she was like, and we're going to the gym today. Because she's your trainer, too. She
yeah,
makes you
we're
do
just
squats.
An every now and then kind of thing.
Yeah.
When it works for her. I don't want to, like, I don't want to impose on someone's personal space.
Yesterday, you had sort of a calculated, disheveled appearance, right? Because the scarf went on mid-show.
And our boss goes, what's going on with your hair? And I'm like, I don't think that's legal, what you're doing right now.
Though factual. Like, it was the right thing. It was a windblown look. Donna looked like she had just gotten, like, out of a Corvette.
Listen, it's hard. Top I'm down. A woman of a certain age.
No, your hair looks great.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
You think you have cotton candy old lady hair. You don't, though.
Thanks.
I don't think you get cotton.
I know what cotton candy looks like.
I know what it looks like, too. And it tastes great, either at the circus or on a senior's head. But
especially if it's like blue.
But here's what I would tell you. Oh, yeah, I always figured those are flavored. I'm like, ma'am, may I lick your raspberry hair, please? What's that? It's dyed and it's not edible. I'll be going now. A good day. But I think that you haven't gotten perms. That is what
fries your hair.
Turns it into cotton candy old lady hair.
Also a lot of processing. Heat processing, also dyeing it. It all takes a toll.
Yeah, but I think the main thing is once you start sitting under one of those things and you feel good about coming out with like a little tight, round Richard Simmons kind of a perm, that's when you have sown your fate.
You know what he's doing right now, Mike?
What's that?
He's trying to stall so I can't get to this Billie Eilish story.
Listen,
we need to get to that story.
This
we
I was like, why are you putting this? When I'm
oh
looking at something in the morning that says NC-17 beside it in the description, I'm not like, that's a good fit for the Don and Steve Experience. Save it for the trash ladies in the afternoon, respectfully. They'll lead with it.
But listen, this is very shocking, the things that she is revealing to Rolling Stone in an interview. Okay, I won't say exactly what she said, but it has to do with it's of a sexual nature.
Yes.
It's way too much information.
Ought to be shared in an interview.
Ought not be shared, right?
I said ought to be shared
O-D-D.
In an interview. And off air, you said ought to be shared with anyone.
Right. She's just really being very vocal about things like self-pleasure.
Okay. Yes.
And then her realization that she is in love with women and has been for her whole life. And then she says like real
graphic
stuff.
There's a very graphic
stuff.
Way of describing that.
And it's like, if you flipped the one word that she used for a female part to a man part, that still would be not okay.
Again,
it's really...
Hey, it's America, land of the free.
Absolutely.
I just find it to be an odd thing to get to in an interview. What was the leading question?
Great.
Or did she just sort of jump off and say, actually, while you mention it, Miguel?
I think the most exciting part was at the very end of the article. Did you hear about the new song that's going to be on the upcoming album?
Oh, nice. No. Nice, Mike.
The Divinyls. She's going to do the Divinyls song from 1990.
That's
she's doing
not
the
true.
Remake. Okay, no, that's not true.
Oh, I was like, is she?
But by
I
the wish. Way, that's
that
sort of
makes sense.
That's sort of in a softer way tells you.
Yeah,
yeah. Which right. was, yeah, but there was a yeah, there was a phrase that I was like, whoa, that was just I didn't expect her to describe it in that way. I almost felt like I was getting pranked at first because it's just very. It's a very very forthright topic to be so open about. With a major publication. Donna's got her hand raised. We'll go to Donna.
Plus, you are partners musically with your brother, who no doubt will be reading this article.
Me not likey that part.
And mom and dad are probably proud that you're in Rolling Stone.
It feels like the sort of thing that you might say in some sort of a romantic relationship. You know that you might talk to someone... In a romantic relationship.
Someone that you're in a romantic relationship with.
Yes.
Privately.
That feels
privately. Like behind closed doors.
Whispered, if possible.
Yes. Exactly.
Not like, hey, I'll give you a second. Well, that's an interesting thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's like, get
once
the
we
dog
got a
out
dog,
of the
I was like, I think he needs to go now.
Cats will, like, do this to the door and meow.
Oh, Lord.
Like, dude, can I have a minute?
And honestly, that's all I need. Hey! Hey now! Wow! What's hey?
Hey-o!
Anyway, okay. Aww. That's the music I cue up in the bedroom. I just, hey Siri, set a 40-second timer. And then,
hey! Oh, Lord. Sure. Oh, yeah. What?
Starting now. Siri just set the timer.
Oh.
Sorry, everybody.
Thanks. All right, but anyway, TMI, Billie Eilish, that is all. That's all we have time for.
You know, let's do this next. I do want to get to it at some point. I want to say it out loud so that we get to it. Remember the other day, we had lost my son's mouth guard inexplicably.
Yes.
We found it.
I can't wait. Save it.
But I got a lot more comments of people who inexplicably lost something, and it's just a mystery. So maybe... How about maybe at 10:45? We'll do that.
45.
TV. But when we come back, Donna found 18 vintage boys' names that nobody is using.
Yet.
Could we bring these back? Looking at you, Ernest. I actually do think there's one real winner on this list.
These are classic. These are names you forgot, but you're like, oh, I'm having a baby. Maybe we consider this one.
There's only one that you should consider. We'll get into it when we come back. Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Steve, I see you've been practicing your guitar. That's incredible.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to step here. I'll put that down now.
Oh. All right.
That's what
it's
I feel.
Soundtrack
this is the inside
to my
on
life.
The outside.
Yeah.
And I'm playing all with my teeth.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, welcome back.
Donna and Steve at your service. Steve has... Oh, you're going to wait until 10:45, right?
10:45, we're going to do... I got a bunch of Facebook comments of people who have just sort of inexplicably lost something. Like, for instance, one woman said, "We had this old little Santa Claus decoration, and he was warming his feet on a potbelly stove.
Cute.
And my sister always said it was cute. And then...
he went missing?
He went missing. She's never found him at her sister's house and cannot find him anywhere. Just...
He's just gone.
Unsolved mysteries. Ever heard of it?
I have. I found a piece of string cheese under my car seat the other day.
Wow.
I mean, it was wrapped.
That's better. When was the Best Buy date?
I think it's still good. I wouldn't eat it.
You were sitting on it with your body.
No,
heat.
It was under the seat. Like under. Because I came into work one day and I'm like, "Where? I swear I put cheese in my purse, as one does. And could not find it. And so I forgot all about it. Was cleaning out my car yesterday. And I'm like, oh, that explains that.
Some people have lost things like behind a stove, like it fell. And then they're like, then we went to redo our kitchen years later.
Oh, my gosh.
Ripped it all up. Still not there.
Wow.
Is there some sort of galactic universe and found? Where like there are these little wormholes that we don't even know about. And it's like, oh, those keys are gone forever.
Don't you have to pray to St. Anthony? Is he the patron saint of lost things? Is it Anthony or Jude?
Who's the one that some lost people causes. Bury whenever they want to sell a house? Well,
that's what I'm talking about. I thought it was St. Anthony. Mike, do you know?
Is he a realtor?
Oh, my goodness. I can't remember which one.
Can we get a Catholic on the line?
Yeah, St. Anthony is a saint of lost things. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
St. Jude is the saint of lost causes.
St. Jude!
Okay, that works. Anyway, that's not why you called.
St. Joseph is the statue you bury when you want to sell your home.
St. Joseph.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bury it. Do you have to disclose that?
St. Joseph. Okay, I don't think so. Who is St. Christopher? Is he of travel? Patron saint of travel? Because I remember as kids we bought my
travelers.
Dad... Yep. Okay, a St. Christopher medal.
We are farmers.
Limu Emu.
Limu Emu.
He's right.
No, it's Limu Emu.
I don't believe it.
They're layered.
There are three different people singing in that. I'll do my way, you do your way. On the count of three. One, two, three.
Limu Emu. That we did find out when the piano guy came on that it is a very layered, actually a pretty complex, simple jingle there.
It's like, by Menon.
By Menon. By, you know what we should do? A CD of all quick jingles.
Okay.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Cut two. And it's like, by Menon.
Yeah,
by Menon.
Okay, they stretch that out. Okay. Jeez, what are you, farmers milking that thing that hard?
Quartet.
By Menon. Those jerks. I used to love that jingle, though.
The by Menon one?
Yeah.
It's good.
I like jingles. Not enough jingles anymore.
Maybe you should write some jingles. Did you watch Two and a Half Men?
What's interesting about my phone?
That it's annoying?
When I pick the phone up, the ringer goes down. This is Watertown, Massachusetts. That's where they found the bomber, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Can I go?
No, stay.
Donna, want, leave. They're coming today, guys.
Nice.
They're coming today, and we're going to be putting them to use tomorrow. All right, here are the here's a list of vintage boy names that no one is using yet. You know how everything comes back around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let us begin.
These are going to be some tough ones, though, to wrap your head around, to really think. Not like, oh, that's a cute name. That's bullcrap. I need you to say, would I name my boy that?
Ernest. Love so it. That's, Ernie, cute.
Ernie is cute, but I don't think you could do Ernest because of Ernest P. Or Ernest K, you know, the Ernest. Ernest goes to camp. Ernest goes to jail.
But how about Ernie Hudson? Hi, Ernie.
Hey, Ernie. How about Ernie?
That's what I just said.
No, but of Bert fame.
Okay.
I just don't think that you're going to name a baby and you're going to look at your baby and say, we will call him Ernest.
We will call him Ernie, but his official, like you're Steven.
How dare you?
People are calling you Steve. Ernest will be called Ernie. Thank you. Onward.
Okay. I understand what the nickname is.
All right. But you have to think of that, like Alfie for Alfred or Fred.
Is that our next one?
Yes.
Alfred?
Oh my God, these babies that they have in the slideshow are...
He's a perfect Alfred.
Unbelievable. Adorable. Okay. Amos.
What's the difference?
Amos.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of famous jokes, and I don't want that.
Oh, famous Amos. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How about Elmer? Oh, my God. I love it.
Do you, though? See, this is it. We're loving it from a distance, but if I said name your child that, I don't... And by the way, if anybody's listening with any of these names, I'm the idiot. You're right. All is well.
How about that could be a middle name? David Elmer Crosby.
Be very quiet.
Oh, yeah.
That's up getting a lot of FUD vibes.
Yeah. I'm hunting rabbits. Killed a wabbit. Killed a wabbit.
You think they used to get a lot of calls from PETA?
Probably.
Dear Looney Tunes. Dear Merriam Melodies or whatever it was.
Mary Herman. Herman.
Hermie.
Hermie wants to be a dentist.
Oh, yeah. We're a couple of misfits. Just a couple of. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Claude.
Claude's. I'm okay with Claude. I like that name.
I don't mind it. Okay, it's vintage. It's got an international feel. Okay, might consider that. How about Eugene? I know some Eugenes. Do you say Eugene or Eugene?
Eugene.
You. Eugene.
Eugene. No, Eugene. Yeah, emphasis on the U.
Eugene. Man, you, Steve.
My Hey, it's Eugene. Eugene.
Chester.
Nope.
Because of the other part. Yeah.
Right. Chester. Let's see. August. That's a nice name.
Cute.
I like that name. That's the winner. Maybe there are two winners on this.
Okay, I'm loving all of these. Horace. It's Latin. It means hour, time, or period. Okay. Let's move on. There's a bunch of them.
Marion.
Hey, Marion.
Marion? What do you want, Mary and the Moon? A different name.
There's a large historical track record of the name being for little boys.
Rufus.
Oh, Rufus.
You don't mean that. That's a better dog name than a person name. And again, if any Rufi are listening, it is with the
Rufus
utmost.
Wainwright. Rufus. Come on. You are not going to have a Rufus.
You wouldn't even date a Rufus, Donna. Once he said, my name is Rufus.
I'd be like, I am all for this.
The name that I really liked on this list.
I want to guess it. Ooh, Emil?
Percy's cool.
Emil. Is that how you say it? E-M-I-L? Emil?
I don't know, Donna.
Emil. Okay. Percy.
It's not the one.
I do like Percy. These are great names. Alonzo. Oh, Little House on the Prairie.
I think of Alonzo Mourning, basketball player.
Okay. Oh. Mac is a great name.
Mac the Knife, one of my favorite songs.
I like Mac.
Oh, and this. Oh, yo. Every time he comes back into a room.
Yes.
Ain't no party like a midday party.
Donna, let's not add that.
Roscoe,
Chicken and Waffles?
No, Roscoe P.
Coltrane.
Yes.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
From
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
The winner, the last on the list.
You like this name?
Jasper. I like Jasper.
I like Jasper, too. I like every name on this list.
There's a Jasper in the movie The Holiday, which I, of course, love.
Of course.
I don't know.
That's adorable.
We'll take a break.
Hey, can we have, Mike, can you link these up for everybody?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, we'll play a game, 2-651-641-1071. Have you not played yet, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge? Call now. Play along. That's next.
Oh, hey, guys. It is Donna for my friends at Energy Savers Fireplaces, where you can get a fabulous, extraordinaire fireplace. I am telling you, this is the place to go, especially because right now in the month of April, Energy Savers Fireplaces is got a sale going on. Indoor gas, wood fireplaces and inserts, just like the extraordinaire fireplace or insert. That is handcrafted in Washington State. They've got amazing fire designs for your whole family. You're gonna love them. If you're looking to elevate your backyard, Maybe your patio. Maybe now would be the time to visit Energy Savers Fireplaces and check out their beautiful range of outdoor gas and wood fireplaces and gas fire pits. Hello.
You got it.
Anyway, I love these guys. You're going to love them too. EnergySaversFireplaces.com or go to their showroom off Highway 36 in Oakdale. Hey, man. Welcome back. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. All right, Steve. After the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, we're going to have to talk about something because coincidentally, I was going to text our buddy Matt Belanger from Five Eyewitness News because I have house sat at his place before.
Nice.
And he has something that I need.
Oh, very fun.
But then an email comes in, somebody asking to talk to you about the same exact product because you spoke endlessly about yours. So that deep tease will be paid off right after this.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
We're going to find out how smart the two of you are as we're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. And today we are going to be celebrating a birthday. I should mention before we get started, Donna still has a 2-point lead, 41 wins for Donna, 39 wins for Steve.
Congrats, Donna.
Thanks, Steve.
You guys want to celebrate somebody's birthday?
Yes.
Yes.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah. Al Pacino is celebrating a birthday today. Donna, you're always so good at this. How old is Mr. Pacino?
80. I think he's like 85.
I was thinking he was just 84 and turned 85, but I'm going to go 86.
Should have gone with your first gut, Donna. 84,
nah,
the correct answer.
Dang it.
Yeah, well, 84 years old today. We're celebrating Al Pacino today for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I will say one of the questions, the first question, is going to be a closest two. That's who's going to get the point. So we'll talk about it going forward when we start reading it. But there shouldn't be a tie today. We'll find out unless you guys give the exact same answer. But we do have Daniel the Painter on the line to play with us today.
Daniel,
what up, DP?
My brother.
How are you guys?
You know, we're doing
good.
We're doing well. We feel good right now.
We're a little
Everything's
goofy.
Fine.
There's nothing to see here.
People are happy.
I mean, my legs hurt a little bit. Other than that, my
I do have a little bit of a sore throat,
yeah.
And so I'm on an antibiotic thing. But how are you?
That's what's important.
We are good. And a little fun fact about that song, I Touch Myself from the Divinyls. So You Want to Feel Old, that came out in 1990. I was 15, and back in Australia, too, because they're an Australian group, and it was controversial.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, back in 2013, the lead singer passed away from breast cancer, so the Australian Breast Cancer Society used that song for their campaign now.
Oh,
I touched myself to do self-exams.
That's great.
Awesome.
Well, this all came about because Billie Eilish has a new article in Rolling Stone. And we just got an email from Stephanie that says, thanks, you guys. I have now set the record for how quickly I can drop everything and pull up a Rolling Stone article.
Yeah. And also, you're missing one key ingredient when you're singing the Timu Limu.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys do it again and Mike at the end has to say, and Doug.
Yeah, you're right. That works better. All right. Well, everybody note that down because we will do it at some point.
Julie's telling us.
And I sent you guys an email.
No, go ahead. Sorry. I sent you guys an email
impersonating Steve's beard.
Oh, okay. I'll look for that. Yes, please. Well, now that we've got all of that out of the way, Daniel, it is time for you to team up with somebody. It's got to be Donna or Steve. Remember, Daniel, I am the underdog.
I'm going with, who did I choose last time? I think it was you, Steve, was it?
I don't remember.
Say no, Steve.
No, it wasn't me.
I'm going with Donna.
Okay. You know what? Buzz off. This
Daniel!
All
right.
Daniel, you're going to go on hold. Steve's going to step outside. And we're going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge today, which is the 84th birthday of one Al Pacino. Are you ready to give it a whirl, Donna?
Oh, gosh. I'll try.
That's all we ask every day is just that you try. I did mention before, and I'll tell this again to Steve, the first one is going to be a closest to. So you don't actually have the exact right, need to have the exact right answer. Whoever's closest to is going to get the point for that first one.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you give me the exact same answer. Okay. Then it'll just be a tie. Let's go. Here's your first question. Al's eldest child is his daughter named Julie. His youngest is his son named Roman. What's the age difference between his daughter, Julie, and his son, Roman?
Okay, so I think Roman was just born 44 years.
What was the name of Pacino's iconic drug lord character from Scarface?
Oh, Tony. Oh, I'll come back to it.
Nominated for 9 Oscars, he took home only one. It's the best actor in this 1992 drama.
I'm going to say The Scent of a Woman. And for the second one, his name is...
10 seconds.
Hello to my little friend, Tony Cordova. Tony Mancinil Garcia.
Mancinia Garcia. All right. You've got Daniel on the line. We'll see if he can help you out, maybe. Okay. Daniel, she said 44 years for the first one. How'd you feel about that?
I'm going to go. Sugar. I'm going to go.
It's a great question.
Thank you.
35.
You're going to drop down to 35. Okay. Sounds good. 35 is what you're going to go with for that one. The second.
Daniel. You're right. Now you're on a 30-day ban after this.
I know.
Any idea on the name of his character from Scarface?
No.
Okay. And then finally, nominated for 9 Oscars, he took home just one. It was Best Actor in this 1992 drama. She said Scent of a Woman. How do you feel about that?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, sounds good. Put Daniel back on hold. We're going to bring Steve back in here once again.
Away.
I mean, he's like in another room.
I know.
He had to come from the hallway.
I know. What? Okay.
How long did he think that was going to take?
Hey! Couldn't you just sit there quietly? You had to go visit everybody?
Huh?
Nothing.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, you look good and you smell great.
What did you say?
I said, do you have to go visit everybody when you know we're on the air?
It's funny. We both criticize each other about this. I got caught up in a Caitlin Clark conversation. Okay. Sorry, I was defending women's pay. Whatever. Yeah, I guess just take me out to the streets.
Let's play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Again, the first one, Steve, I'll remind you again, I mentioned this before. The first one's going to be a closest to, and you don't get to know her answer, obviously, but whoever's closest to will get the point.
Okay.
That's how the first one, you'll understand when I read the question. Right. And then let's run through the rest. Are you ready, Steve, to give a roll?
I am ready. Could you remind me the topic, my good man?
It's Al Pacino.
Hoo-ah!
There you go. We'll start with the first one. Al's eldest child is his daughter named Julie. His youngest is his son, Roman. What's the age difference between Julie and Roman?
56 years.
What was the name of Pacino's iconic drug lord character from Scarface?
Vincent Corleone.
Nominated for 9 Oscars, he took home just one. It was Best Actor in this 92 drama.
Son of a Woman. Let me go back to that middle one. Come on. Who is he in Scarface?
What was the name of
Rappers
Pacino?
Rappers always talk about him.
You've got 15 seconds.
Oh, man, it's going to kill me.
I know, me too. I'm going to be so mad.
What is his name? You didn't get this one?
I think I got half.
Not Vincent Corleone. I know that.
Mm.
It's Tony Montoya! No. You killed my father!
Prepare to die!
Yes, that's one of Pacino's best movies.
Oh, my God.
Dang it.
My favorite is I think I got half from Donna, and her last name was Mancia Gomez Cortelone or something. I don't know what she said.
Be close to
it's
Corleone.
Tony something.
Oh, there you go. You got the first half.
Tony Montoya.
Why don't we start right there with Mr. Montoya?
What was the first letter?
What was the name of Al Pacino's? I'll say Steve was extremely close.
Tony Corleone?
No, Corleone is from The Godfather. This is Tony Bandeja, or Tony... Not Montoya.
You are very close with that one.
Is it? What's the second initial?
Tony Montana?
Think of a big sky state.
Montana.
Montana.
Yeah, Tony Montana is the correct
answer. Tony Montana. I said that. I just said it with a little flair.
Yeah.
Montana.
Montoya. All right, nobody got the point for that second one. Let's go to the third one. Nominated for 9 Oscars, he took home just one. It was Best Actor for this 1992 drama, A Scent of a Woman. Nicely done. You both got that one.
Lord of this place.
So it's all going to come down to this one. Al's eldest child is his daughter named Julie. His youngest is his son, Roman. What's the age difference between the two? Roman was born last year.
Yeah.
In August. He's less than a year old.
Yep. I was just doing the straight math of how old is the oldest person.
Yeah.
That's really what this is for
me.
And
you said 50, what was it?
56.
Donna said 44.
But.
And the answer was changed to 35 by our favorite swearing friend, Daniel the Painter. By the way, he's on a 30-day ban.
Yeah, he's
again.
On a 30-day timeout.
Did he curse again?
It's okay. We caught it.
Daniel
it's okay,
the cursing
Daniel.
Painter.
Nobody heard it but us.
What did he say? Letter. I need a letter.
The one he normally says.
S.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you'll have to take that out of the podcast.
He should change all of his imaging to Daniel the Foulmouth Painter.
I will say, let it out, Daniel. You should yell it loud and proud because you changed it to an answer that was 1 year away. 34, the correct answer.
Stop.
Donna is the winner today.
Woo!
That's
and Daniel.
Crazy.
And Daniel, of course.
Daniel, are you willing to celebrate without swearing like a potty mouth?
That's what.
He's an Aussie, guys. This is just...
Yeah, it just happens.
Maybe it's in his blood.
It is, unfortunately.
What's Bex up to today? What's happening up in Canada?
We are ready to head out to the pain clinic, which we've been doing for the last 2.5 years.
Oh yeah.
She Beck's deals with chronic
issues.
Pain. I have a wife who deals with chronic pain. Donna, you have a friend who deals with chronic pain. It is just such a bugger.
So the difference is between Canada and the States, this costs nothing here. And apparently the same treatment in the States, one of her friends was telling her it's upwards of $900 per session.
Oh my gosh. We're all moving to Canada.
Yeah, we're coming
as soon as they ban TikTok.
Hey, Don. Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be our TikTok safe haven, Daniel. Canada.
Yeah, I'm not on it. And, Beck's on it, but she just looks at stuff. She doesn't participate.
Yeah, right. A TikTok stalker count.
Got it.
All right. We love you.
All right, Daniel, give our best to Beck's, and we will talk to you in 30 days.
Yeah,
that's right. He's got a service timeout.
Bye.
All right, so mark that down. That'll be May 24th, I guess.
Okay.
That we let him come back on the air.
These people, man.
He's got to learn.
He almost cost us like 10 grand.
He's got to learn. He's got to learn.
And
all
that's
right.
Personally.
Yeah, that comes out of our pocket.
Yeah.
And I was going to try to make another joke, but it seems stupid. Yeah, I would like to answer your thing real quick. Somebody asked, what's my favorite hose? What's the hose that I love? I did research on a bunch of different hoses a couple of summers ago, and I do just want to let you know the hose that I have enjoyed and loved, because I've had those pocket hoses. They're like, hey, look, it shrinks down, and then it grows like a big snake whenever you fill it with water.
Every single
one of those has broken for me. And
where
if you read
break?
The reviews, in the middle of the tubing, that they're just not ready for that sort of expanding and then retracting and expanding and retracting. They have all failed me. I landed on and have loved and haven't even taken inside. Shame on me. The Bionic Steel 100-foot garden hose. It looks like steel. It's silver. It is lightweight. It moves around and has kinked one time in 2 summers. And it was a very minor, like I had it in a knot. I had created a rasus. I didn't have it in a rolling thing, like roll it up.
Okay, let's
Bionic
talk storage,
steel.
Though.
What do you want?
I want it, like all mine overflow from the things that I don't want that rolly thing. That's just a pain in the you know what.
Okay, what do you want?
I want something that can just be shoved into like a giant planter.
Okay. And then you just...
And fit 100 feet in
and
there.
And you bring it out. Yeah, it's small because it's so, like, leans in on itself.
It is
Bionic Steel. Look up the reviews on it as well. It was
the
one that we tried. It moves around the yard really well. I really liked it.
Am I going to be mad by the price?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's right in line.
All right, bye.
When we come back, some stories of people who have just mysteriously lost something and never found that darn thing. That when we come back, Donna and Steve, my talk. Hey friends, what's up? Stevie Boy from my friends at Hoffman Weber Construction. Are you thinking about it? Have you been thinking about it? I mean, it's like the roof that you're never going to get to, right? You can. Hoffman Weber Construction. The front door that you're like, every time I walk through this thing, I'm thinking, boy, we could use a new door. Turn the curb appeal up a little bit. Feel a little better when we get home at the end of the day. Hoffman Weber Construction. Or, look, I get it. It's not like the sexiest thing that you want to do, but do you need a new roof? Or do you need a new windows, rather? They've got great window options. And by the way, they can look really slick now, too. Hoffman Weber Construction, they can help you. Or if you're looking for just the overall glow-up of your exterior, some new siding, Hoffman Weber Construction. They're legit, guys. Go look at their reviews. Honest to goodness, take a walk on their online reviews. So many pleased customers. I think one of the things people love, they don't have pushy sales reps. Their average sales cycle, this is a little inside baseball, but it's not like an hour, like a bunch of people like, hey, sign, sign, sign. It's 30 days. They're like, take your time. Make a good decision. When you do, we want to partner with you. HWConstruction.com.